Whitehead Railway Museum presents 68 Can't Be Late, a short story written by Robin Wharton and read by Ian Sinclair. I don't have a name, but I do have a number, 68. I like it because as I travel along I can sing 68 Can't Be Late. Let me explain. I am a railway carriage and my home is Whitehead Railway Museum. I am an important carriage because I am used for steam train rides. I love hearing the chatter of excited children and families as the train chuffs up and down the siding. I suppose I'm a bit of a blow-in though. I was built by the Midland Railway in England in 1922. My goodness, that means I will soon be 100 years old. I operated in the northwest of England, carrying mill workers to the seaside for their excursions, ferrying workers to the factories and offices, and then, when the war started, I helped convey troops on the first leg of their journeys. But suddenly, in 1941, I was sent to Ireland. These were the dark days of the Blitz, and tragically Belfast was a major target. Homes, factories and shops were destroyed, and York Road Station was a target. Firebombs started an inferno and 20 carriages were destroyed. They were really glad to see me and I was able to keep the train service going. Slight problem, in that the track here was too wide. The English railway gauge is 6 inches narrower. But I was fitted with new wheel sets and was soon back in traffic again. I was involved in carrying troops to and fro, but there were also commuter trains and trips up to the north coast where I loved to hear the sea and smell that fresh air. Come peacetime, I was busier than ever, transporting workers in and out of Belfast and conveying day trippers to places like Whitehead and Portrush. I also saw service in the boat train express to Larne Harbour. It was always a highlight when a pair of newlyweds boarded the boat train to go on holiday. Although I have 8 first and second class compartments, I also have 2 more private half compartments, which were popularly known as honeymoon compartments. By contrast with today's modern diesel trains, I'm rather quaint. I have a side corridor and sliding glass doors. I also have drop light windows so that passengers can lean out to open the doors for themselves. That's why they decided to preserve me 40 years ago, and it's what makes me so popular at Whitehead Railway Museum. Children get really excited as we trundle up and down the line, and they love hearing the click-clack sound that my wheels make as we pass over the rail joints. It looks like my story is not over. Coming into winter, the volunteers at Whitehead were making sure my steam heating and all my lights worked. I'm not sure what's afoot, but it means a lot that I'm still helping people enjoy themselves. Whatever happens, my catchphrase will continue to be 68 Can't Be Late. 68 Can't Be Late was written by Robin Wharton and produced for Whitehead Railway Museum by Ian Sinclair.